Hi, I'm Tonata with the day's top stories.
The SWAPO party has secured a preliminary lead in the regional councils and local authority elections, having been confirmed as the winner in 56 constituencies, an announcement made before midnight by the Electoral Commission of Namibia. According to the Namibia Press Agency, SWAPO led in 12 out of the total 14 regions in the regional council elections. The hotel occupancy rate fell to 61.65% in October, down from 66.60% in September and slightly below last year's levels. That's according to the Hospitality Association of Namibia. The slowdown reflects the end of peak international travel, though European arrivals remain above pre-pandemic levels. Siminestorm economist Almandro Janssen comments.
Looking ahead, we do expect the festive season that there'll be a shift from international arrivals to strong domestic and regional travel, especially from Namibians traveling locally and then South Africans coming across into Namibia, which will be heading to the coastal and the northern parks. Especially, we can see occupancy rates rising in December, supported by different factors such as school holidays, holiday travels from various people, and also business travel here and there, but mostly also event travel that could take place. But overall, the sector is well positioned for a strong finish to 2025.
South African tenderpreneur Vusimusi Cat Matlala has denied any involvement in the 2024 kidnapping of Pretoria businessman Jerry Boshoga. Testifying to Parliament's ad hoc committee from the Khosi Mampuru prison, Matlala says he only learned of the incident from Boshoga's brother.
I got a call from him. He said, my brother has been kidnapped. So I said, where are you? He said, I'm at his house. I drove there. The wife told me that he said, there's this other guy who is going to fetch his money. They refused to tell the police the truth of what he was really going to do. I told General Sibiya that this guy is going to fetch these things.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin said fighting in Ukraine will cease once the Ukrainian army withdraws from the territories Moscow claims it now controls. Moscow is open to discussing some elements of the U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine, but more talks are needed, according to Putin. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
President Putin reaffirmed that Moscow is willing to use the U.S. draft peace plan for Ukraine as a basis for future agreements. Putin criticized parts of the proposed framework as lacking a serious legal tone, suggesting more discussions are needed to work out precise details. One of the key issues of the talks is securing a guarantee of international recognition of any agreements reached. These would include Russia's sovereignty over Crimea and Donbass, something Ukraine has firmly opposed. The Russian leader also said that it is legally impossible to sign a deal with Kyiv, as Moscow views the current Ukrainian leadership as illegitimate, and warned Russian forces would continue their advance in the Donbass region if Kyiv refuses to accept his conditions for a ceasefire. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.